From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Singer and Birmingham native Elias Hendricks has a career that has taken him all over the world. He's performed musical theater in Hong Kong and London. He also founded the vocal quartet Vox Futura, which brings audiences what he calls classical soul. The group won accolades on Britain's Got Talent. Hendricks moved back to Birmingham, and this Sunday, Vox Futura will perform at the Lyric Theater. He spoke with WBHM's Cody Short.
Tell me where classical soul derived from, and what does it sound like?
Yeah, well, classical soul just is, obviously, I was trained as an opera singer and done several operas in my life, but soul music is really a part of my, like, upbringing. Music that I was, you know, born listening to, and it's always been in my house. And I even, you know, have a soul show myself. But, you know, the idea of putting this together just is what I'm passionate about and what I'm trained to do, combined with the music of my culture and my family, you know, my friends, and what I like to hear, you know, outside of the opera house. So it's been a work in progress for a long time. They are two separate genres, but we fuse them together seamlessly.
The guns shut upon our heads, and the shame was on the other side. Oh, we can beat them forever and ever.
So is classical soul something that you came up with, or is it something that's existed before?
I've heard of classical crossover before, but the actual combination of soul music specifically and opera is something that I've never heard anyone do before us.
Vox Futura was on Britain's Got Talent. What was that experience like?
Well, as an Alabama, you know, as a Birmingham boy, it was interesting. It's something, you know, you stand on that stage and, you know, all these in a foreign country and everyone's focused on you, and you know this is being broadcast all over this country, and it's not my country, and the accents are different. But they were, I mean, when I tell you, it's great. It was a great experience for us because I feel like the judges and the audience and the public really got behind what we were trying to do, which is essentially this classical and soul fusion. They really, really enjoyed it. So our experience on the show was magnificent. I loved it.
And what brought you back to Birmingham?
I've always kind of wanted to move back home. I knew that moving home was inevitable just because my friends and family here, we are just so close. But the COVID-19 pandemic really made me think a little bit more about family and moving home. And by this point, our group Vox Futura can really, you know, we perform all over the place. So we can live anywhere. It's just the travel to get to the places that we're performing. So my career afforded me the opportunity to even be able to move home, and COVID-19, you know, not being able to move around freely kind of made me feel like it was time.
What can people look forward to during the show on Sunday?
Well, people can look forward to just a real musical explanation of what it is to fuse opera and soul. You know, classical lovers can look to this as a way to hear music that they are accustomed to hearing in new and innovative ways. And people who aren't necessarily, you know, classical music lovers can find a way to understand how beautiful this genre of music is and hopefully draw them a little bit closer. There are also elements in this show that are very specific and unique to Birmingham. I was very intentional when I was creating this show to make sure that I brought in as many local artists and performers as I could. We have a ballet dancer named Jamal Barnes, and the list goes on. Deidre Gaddis, Miles College Choir. There's just so many wonderful artists here in the city who have a similar style of vision of what, you know, of classical music and the ability to kind of bring it to broader audiences. And so that's what we intend to do, you know. You have new ways of looking at music. You're going to leave enriched. Maybe you'll learn something new about Birmingham through some of the stories that we tell through music. And, you know, there'll be some songs that you may not have heard before, but definitely some that you have.
Well, thanks for joining me, Elias.
No problem. It's a pleasure, Cody.
This is a man's world. This is a man's world. but it will mean nothing. Without a woman or a girl.
That was Elias Hendricks, the founder of the classic soul group Vox Futura. He spoke with WBHM's Cody Short. Vox Futura will perform Sunday at the Lyric Theater in Birmingham.